This is Veterans Voices with Kevin Berger, memories and stories of Minnesota's Korean War veterans.
Name is Roy Charon, C-H-A-R-O-N. Joined the Air Force in 1953, December 12th.
19-year-old Roy Charon left his hometown of Cloquet and enlisted just months after a truce suspended fighting in Korea. But more than 100,000 American troops remained stationed in the region as tensions remained high. After completing his basic training, Charon waited for his orders.
I kind of thought I was going to radar school.
Instead, the higher-ups noticed that Charon had started working in a butcher shop at 14, and they assigned him to be a meat cutter.
So this was my new job, doing the same old work. I was deflated.
Charon shipped out to the island of Guam in the Western Pacific. 2,000 troops were stationed at a U.S. Air Force base there. Massive slabs of frozen meat were flown in, and it was Charon's job to cut them into individual portions. Once he settled in, Charon found the disappointing assignment wasn't half bad.
And that's what I did for the next 4 years. Got rank quite quickly and enjoyed my job very much. The sun was always shining, and we'd lay out in the back, suck up the rays and drink beer, and kind of a neat life when you look back at it.
Charon's experience served him well. When he returned to civilian life and Cloquet, he was trained for a trade and opened his own butcher shop.
My business? Roy's Meats, Incorporated.
Charon had the satisfaction of running his shop for almost 3 decades, using skills and techniques honed as a Korean War veteran to make a living for his family and feed his community.
We all knew we were serving our country, and do it the best you can, no matter what field you're in.
Veterans Voices Korea is produced by Ampers with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Online at minnesotavets.org.